yourselves, which moths and rust destroy, and thieves can break in and steal. But store up treasures for yourselves in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can destroy them, and thieves cannot break in and steal them. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be as well.
The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light inside you is darkness, how great that darkness will be.
No one can serve two superiors. You will either hate one and love the other, or be attentive to one and despise the first. You cannot give yourself to God and money. That's why I tell you not to worry about your livelihood, what you are to eat or drink or use for clothing. Isn't life more than just food? Isn't the body more than just clothes?
Look at the birds in the sky. They don't sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet our God in heaven feeds them. Aren't you more important than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add a moment to your lifespan? And why be anxious about clothing? Learn a lesson from the way the wildflowers grow. They don't work. They don't spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in full splendor was arrayed like one of these. If God can clothe in such splendor the grasses of the field which bloom today and are thrown on the fire tomorrow, won't God do so much more for you, you who have so little faith?
Stop worrying, then, over questions such as, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? Those without faith are always running after these things. God knows everything you need. Seek first God's reign and God's justice, and all these things will be given to you besides. Enough of worrying about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. Today has troubles enough of its own. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to...
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I have heard and read numerous times that it doesn't matter if a commercial is good. The only thing that matters is whether or not people remember it, which would explain a lot about some really awful, awful commercials. Lance and I feel like we're getting a little bit old because occasionally we will watch a commercial and we have no idea what it's about. It used to be, you know, Betty Crocker commercial, you could figure it out. Now it's like, I'll look at him and say, what was that about? And he'll say, we're just old, honey. You can't escape them. They're on TV, they're on the internet. You cannot get on to the internet or the computer at all without all kinds of ads and commercials. There's magazines, catalogs, I love catalogs, tons of catalogs in the mail, and even movies now, which I resent. If I'm gonna pay for a ticket, I shouldn't have to watch commercials. Don't you agree with me? Mm-hmm. Used to be that you went to the movies and you never saw a commercial, you saw trailers. Now you see commercials about trailers and trailers that have commercials in them. I mean, it's just endless. But every year I try to pick a few for you, and here are my top choices for this year. Crest White Strips. Life opens up when you do. What does that mean? Dell Computers. Discover more you. No, thank you. If anything, I'd like to undiscover a whole lot of me. But, and in the Audi commercial, there's a song that says, it's so easy when you know what you're doing. True. It is not easy when you don't know what you're doing, but I don't know what that has to do with the car. Hershey's chocolate, pure joy, pure togetherness. Pure joy, yeah. Togetherness, no. Get away from my Hershey's chocolate. I don't understand that. Okay, Safeco insurance. Some people won't understand the way you live, but there is one insurance company that does. I'm pretty sure most people don't understand the way I live. Glade decor scents. Release the magic. Okay. It's just a squirt of something that smells kind of funny. Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family. Mm-hmm. Black Hawk Casino. Come be a part of our family and leave us all your Social Security check and most of your savings, but be a part of our family. Oh, Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing, which has almost everybody in this room walking, right? Mm-hmm. Chico's, which is women's clothes, what you can't live without. I saw a couple tops that came close, but pretty much there wasn't anything. You'll have to excuse me, I have a bad cough today. The heat does not like me. Okay, and then I lumped all this together, last but not least, every drug ad on television. Who did that? You don't like them or you like them? They scare you. They should scare you. And Ron Thomas is a doctor. They should scare you. Shouldn't they scare you a little bit? Yeah. So I picked Cymbalta because here's some of the possible side effects. Mood swings, suicidal thoughts, liver problems, some fatal, dizziness, dry mouth. But the slogan was, imagine you with less pain. If you don't die from all these other things, you're gonna feel better. There were so many, I couldn't even begin. I had pages of them. And it's fun every year to sit and watch TV, and this is my work, right? I'm writing these down. You just watch and you know how much research these ad companies have done just to put on 20 seconds or 30 seconds to grab you. They do demographic studies, age studies, income, gender, geography, and so they're trying to cook up one special line that's just for you that'll make you stop and say, hey, and give your full attention just for those few seconds. Because this is what advertisers understand better than most of us. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Jesus spent more time talking about money and business and treasures than any other subject in the gospel. And I don't think we have to wonder why. So the question for all of us is, what would you say today if Jesus was sitting in your living room watching your big flat screen TV and an ad came on for a bank, a place where you stick your money, and this unseen voice said, chase what matters. I'm guessing he would stand up and say, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Don't store up earthly treasures for yourself where moths and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. Would he say, no one can serve two masters? You cannot give yourself to God and to money. And then what would we say? How about, Jesus, you don't understand. Things are very different now. We need a 401k to retire on, and we have to plan now. We need a car. It might as well be a cool car. And our kids need so much And their education is so important and so expensive. And our house is our sanctuary. And by the way, Lord, if the housing market doesn't come back soon, people are going to lose more jobs. The well-being of our society, Christ, is built on how much we buy. And if people will buy more, there'll be more jobs, Lord. Jesus, you don't understand the fear we experience when we don't have what we need. Oh, and I know, Lord, that sometimes I don't need what I have, but it brings me pleasure and it gives someone else a job. I love you, Lord, and I love your church, but you simply don't understand the marketplace. By the way, would you like a beer or a glass of lemonade? The game is coming on. And then Jesus stands up and stands right in front of that big screen TV, blocking the Broncos games, and he says in his own wonderful esoteric way, the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light inside you is darkness, how great that darkness will be. And as our eyes glaze over and we're wishing he would move to the side, there was a play. We think the Broncos scored. We remember that our eyes have seen so much and our children's eyes have seen so much. I was in the fabric store this week returning some fabric samples for the chairs I really need for my living room. And this mother said to this little four-year-old girl, honey, do you like this? And she showed her a fabric. And the little girl yelled for the whole store to hear, I love that. I want it, mommy. I want it, mommy. I want it, mommy. The next time I saw the little girl, she was outside with grandma crying. I think she didn't get it. But we live in an economy right now that is based on spending. It's also an economy that is uncertain. And some of us have been affected in some way or another. It is scary. We do need to plan. We do need to understand on a very basic level that if people don't buy things, we may not have jobs. We live in a capitalist society. Look at the stock market. How many people's retirement did this? And for those of us who get older and older, this is scarier and scarier and scarier. This is all reality. And it isn't stuff that Jesus dealt with exactly. So what do we do? And how do we know what to do? Well, Jesus tells us that we should trust in God and not worry about what we will eat or what we will drink or what we will wear. Those without faith, he says, are running after these things. God knows what we need, he tells us. If the light in our eyes is from him and not from the LED bulb in our TV, that's a start. The formula is simple, he says. Seek first God's reign and God's justice, and all these things will be given to you besides. He's saying if you think about the whole picture, all of us around, the whole world, there will be enough. Enough with worrying about tomorrow. There's enough worry just for today. If we give our whole hearts to Christ today, tomorrow will take care of itself. And so here's what Jesus says to us. Here is the gospel. Life opens up when you do. Discover more you. It is easy when you know what you're doing. Your life in Christ brings pure joy, pure togetherness. And some people won't understand the way you live, but there is one that does. And it will release the magic, and the best ingredient will be love. And when you're here, your family. Come and be a part of our family, and you will have the best or nothing. You will have what you can't live without. And imagine you with less pain. And all you have to do is chase what matters. Amen.